6 Population Policy. Page 91, Unit 6 Population Policy. 6.1 Objectives. 6.2 Introduction. 6.3 Population Policy in LDCs. 6.4 Population Policy in India. 6.5 1976 National Population Policy. 6.6 Family Planning Program after 1980. 6.7 Appraisal of Population Policy. 6.8 Let us sum up. 6.9 Model Questions. Page 92. 6.1 Objectives. A study of this unit enables you to have information about population policy of the Government of India, success of this policy, failure of the population policy in India. 6.2 Introduction. In the previous unit, we have studied that India is having a large population. The rapid growth of population has nullified the gains of economic growth. There is a need to check the growth of population in India. This calls for straightforward population policy. This unit gives information about the policy followed in India to check the growth of population. 6.3 Population Policy in LDCs. Jacob Weiner has pointed out serious doubts about remedial measures that can be undertaken to check the growth of population in a less developed economy. In LDCs, Weiner says that remedies for overpopulation are not easy and certain. The remedy offered is birth control. This measure can be successful only if people are educated. It is also necessary that people should earn a high level of income. China and Sri Lanka are exceptions in this regard. They have low levels of income and have attempted to bring down the rate of population growth to 1.5 per annum. In China and Sri Lanka, the literacy rates are high and people are conscious about the small family norm. These resulted in decline in birth rate. Page 93, 6.4, Population Policy in India. In India, the income level is not high and literacy rate and education level are not high. These economic and social measures are not included in the government program to deal with the situation created by population explosion. Family planning is the only policy relied upon. In the presence of illiteracy, family planning cannot be relied upon too much. It is difficult to implement family planning programs both due to poverty and low-level consciousness. Many writers have pointed out the difficulties faced in the implementation of family planning program. Family planning is incorporated with population policy of Government of India. During the first decade of planning, the government conducted some surveys to find out the reactions of the people to family planning program. The findings reveal that reactions to family planning were not encouraging. People had no objections to family planning, but they were not having interest in observing small family norm. People were preferring to have big families. Praveen Visaria has observed, in quotes, the acceptance of contraception, particularly sterilization, close quotes, was only after 30. Women beyond 30 years would have completed a major part of their childbearing. So the demographic effect of this sterilization is very small. Some surveys have been conducted in recent years in different parts of the country. They reveal that only 30 to 40% women in rural areas and 50 to 60% women in cities were aware of birth control device. The contraceptive prevalence rate in India was low at 45 in 1989. In India, only educated people have made family planning a success. The housing problem in metropolitan cities and big cities have made the people to accept small family norms in some cases. Page 94, 6.4.1, Family Planning under 5-year plans in India. During the first decade of economic planning, family planning program was taken up on a modest scale with clinical approach. The emphasis was mainly on research in the field of demography, physiology, of reproduction, establishing central and state organizations in providing clinical services. Family planning centers were opened in rural and urban areas. Clinical facilities were provided in hospitals and health centers. A beginning was made in the field of family planning, but it was not big enough to have an impact. After 1961 census, the urgency of family planning was felt. The rate of growth of population was higher than anticipated. The planning in the country considered family planning as the principal measure to check the growth of population. Clinical approach was supplemented by extension approach. The allocation of funds to the family planning program was increased. A full-fledged department of family planning was created in 1966 in the Ministry of Health, Family Planning and Urban Development. The state family planning department operates through a machinery at the district level. Under extension system, a series of service points were provided. These services required male and female family planning workers to provide alternative contraceptive methods. Family planning was voluntary. People were allowed to choose any method they liked to plan the families. This approach was called cafeteria approach. To motivate people, mass media was organized. Between 1966 to 69, the program became target-oriented. More funds were allotted to family planning programs, but the results were not satisfactory. The fourth five-year plan gave priority to family planning programs and allocated rupees 330 crores to it. The program aimed at reducing the birth rate from 39 per thousand to 25 per thousand in a period of 10 to 12 years. The plan emphasized that groups should accept the small family norm. Personal knowledge about family planning methods and ready availability of supplies and services were given importance. Under the fifth five-year plan, the strategy of the government shifted. The government decided to carry out family planning in an integrated manner along with health, maternity and child health care and nutrition services at all levels. Family planning workers became multipurpose workers. Increased amount of money, that is rupees 49,736 crores, was earmarked for family planning program. Page 95, check your progress 1. Question number 1, what should be the nature of population policy in LDCs? Question number 2, how is population growth controlled in India before 1976? 6.5, 1976 National Population Policy. New population policy was declared in 1976. The family planning was entirely voluntary. Government only tried to motivate people to accept family planning. Clinical facilities were provided to the acceptors. This approach of the government underwent a change. The government declared that the population in India had harmful effects on the economy. The government realized that there was a need to have a positive approach to check its growth. The government felt that the country could not wait till improved education status of people to bring down fertility rate. It was also realized that the growing population was not allowing the increase in economic development. It was decided that there was a need to treat this problem as a national commitment. By the end of the sixth plan, the government wanted to bring down birth rate to 25 per thousand. This could not be achieved by relying entirely on voluntary family planning. The legal minimum age of marriage was increased to 21 for boys and 18 for girls. But its implementation was not easy. Population values were introduced in the education system. Monetary incentives for sterilization were increased. The government planned to involve Zilla Parishad and Panchayat Samitis, cooperatives, teachers, workers, organizations and women. State legislatures were permitted to pass legislation for compulsory sterilization. Page 96, 6.6 Family Planning Program after 1980. The experience during the emergency indicated that family planning cannot be forced on people. The economic conditions needed to be improved before making the people accept small family norm. People in the early years viewed family planning as a routine government activity. So the government wanted to inspire the confidence of people to make family planning program a people's program. On the recommendation of the Working Group on Population Policy set up by the Planning Commission, the long-term demographic goal of lowering down the reproduction rate to 1 was accepted. Efforts were made to raise the proportion of eligible couples protected, but the crude birth rate remained at 33.5 per thousand. Population program was accepted as a national program of all the people, and for its purpose, efforts were made to build national consensus. The seventh plan continued the earlier approach with a few changes. Eighth plan had the objective of restricting population growth. The plan wanted to bring down birth rate to 26 per thousand. Through decentralized planning and check to population growth was attempted. The central government's role is now limited to general policy planning and providing technological inputs. The new strategy wants to prepare young couples to accept small family norm as a social responsibility. Targeted reduction in the birth rate is the basis of designing and implementing family planning programs. Services of family planning are attempted to improve. The package of incentives have to be offered to make the family planning successful. The role of education, information and communications is widely recognized. Regulation of fertility both in males and females is aimed. Page 97, check your progress 2. Question number 1. What are the main features of National Population Policy of 1976? Question number 2. Bring out the working of family planning program after 1980. Page 98, 6.7, appraise of population policy. There is a need for an imaginative population policy. It is felt that to check the growth of population, the education has to be provided to the masses. It is also necessary to improve the standard of living of the people to reduce population growth. But government has failed to spread education and to improve the standard of living necessary to check the growth of population. There are three major defects in the approach of the government. The family planning programs overemphasize the use of contraceptives. But the policymaker failed to educate the rural masses about the need for small families. The birth rate did not fall because the standard of living did not improve to the desired level. Writers have pointed the need for development efforts in rural areas. In Kerala and Goa, birth rate has fallen. Attitudinal changes to health and family size in these states reduced birth rates. There is spread of literacy, especially among women in these states. Women had good health services. Such prerequisites are necessary for bringing down birth rates. The government has adopted family planning in an isolated way. They have become programs for the promotion of contraceptive technologies. The programs are backed by incentives, inducements, and targets. The programs continue to face failure and frustration. It is necessary to understand the socio-economic imperatives in which underlie the current population growth among the poor sections of Indian society. These have to be addressed by family programs. Coercive methods. Everyone in the country agrees that population growth in the country must be restricted. It is also agreed that on the question of population control, national consensus must be evolved, but difference of opinion exists in regard to measures to be undertaken. Example, in India, the demographers and economists argued that the development of the economy is the effective measure to restrict population growth. There should be continued family planning and development efforts. Some writers argue that vigorous family planning program must be pursued. They do not approve coercive methods which were adopted by the government in 1976. The individual couples must be free to choose the methods of family planning. Page 99, the approach of family planning. The efforts of the government to bring down birth rate to 25 per thousand have not yielded the desirable result. This is because of arbitrary, uninformed, unimaginative nature of the decision-making process at the highest level of organization. There are lapses in decision-making. In the early phase, the clinical approach was adopted in India. This approach was successful in West and in USA. The conditions in India were not present to make this approach successful. Government of India, realizing that clinical approach was not adequate, switched over to extension approach. Extension approach was taken from the USA. This approach also failed in India. The government realized the importance of human dignity and the individual's right to take decisions about one's own family. In the official circles, thinking arose about the introduction of coercion in family planning program. There was a change in the approach. The new approach came to be known as, in quotes, camp approach, close quote. People are given incentives and are asked to attend camps and to accept small family norms. Family planning programs are largely successful in urban areas. In rural areas, continued efforts are necessary. It is a difficult task to educate the millions of rural couples and to make them accept family planning program. People have to be made to see the advantages of small families. One has to examine the recent development in India. In the country, there is a deep-rooted sex bias against women. Amniocentesis and female feticide have increased in number. These trends are seen both in rural and in urban areas and among both educated and uneducated. This development is going to have serious impact on the society. Page 100, 6.8, let us sum up. In this unit, we have analyzed the need for population policy to check the growing population in India. The government of India has understood the need for a population policy right from the first five-year plan. The approach of the government was clinical in the beginning. Later, extension approach was incorporated. Of late, camp approach is adopted. During emergency, coercion was also used to make family planning a success. At present, family planning program has given importance to individual freedom and government is offering incentives to accept small family norm. At present, every citizen is aware of the need for a small family. Family planning is successful in urban areas. In rural areas, continued efforts are necessary to educate people about small family norm. 6.9 questions. Question number 1. Critically examine the population policy of India. Question number 2. Evaluate the population policy in India.